Mountain Family Health Centers are located across the Roaring Fork and the Vail Valley, all the way out to Parachute. We are eight clinics, and we provide integrated medical care, so that's primary care, behavioral health, and dental care across these communities. And we provide service regardless of your ability to pay. In your wellness, we want you to really be taking care of the best that you can be, and that's with integrated care.
And how does the organization do that? Is it through donations?
We are a working business. We're not a free clinic. We are a nonprofit, but we are also a working business. So we are medical clinics, and we do charge a fee for service. At the same time, we have multiple ways to deliver that service. So we have full clinics in Basalt, in Glenwood Springs, in Rifle, and in Edwards. We also have a school-based health clinic in Avon. And then we have multiple Smiles locations in Parachute. Those are dental for children, for students. And finally, in El Jebel, we have a dental van that helps to serve all of those patients for dental needs across the Roaring Fork Valley. And to get to your question about how are we funded, so we are funded through patient fees. We are also a federally qualified health center, so we do get some federal funding, which right now we're hoping Congress will be able to get us off the cliff and pass that funding and not just put it off into the future. And then we also do write grants and take donations.
And for how long has this organization been around?
Mountain Family Health Centers have been around for almost 40 years. We're going to celebrate our 40th anniversary next year. We're very proud of that. We started more on the western or on the eastern slope and have moved now to the western slope because that's where the need was. That's where the communities asked us to come in and be part of this wonderful community. And so that's how we got to the western slope. We're expanding our Basalt clinic. So currently our Basalt clinic has primary care, so those doctors and nurses that you go to see for your health. And we have behavioral health, but we don't have enough room to do dental. So obviously we've supplemented that with our dental van in El Jebel for the short term. But starting later this year, you'll hear about a capital campaign that we'll be running to move into the old Bristlecone Pine space, currently where Pitkin County is, in Basalt. And we'll be taking that space over in June of next year, and we'll be adding dental as well as pharmacy to the services that we'll offer to our patients. We hope to have that new clinic and center open by September or October of 2018. Currently, we're serving about 1,800 people across the Roaring Fork Valley, and we'd really like to get that number up to around 3,700, which is what that center will have a capacity to do in the coming years. And then what'll happen is the dental van in El Jebel, which is mobile, will actually go mobile. And so we'll be able to expand that dental service across from Aspen all the way to Glenwood Springs.
And what are the price differences like for people who come to this organization versus a different dentist or a doctor's office?
We hope that we're a little less than some of the more traditional providers out there. We try to be competitive. The other thing that we really focus on is that Medicaid, Medicare patient, so that we're really that place to go for those types of insurance. The other thing is that we do take the uninsured. Now, again, as I said at the beginning, we're not a free clinic. So what we do is we offer a sliding fee scale. So if you're living at 200% of the poverty level or below, so to put that into context and in the cost of this valley, a family of four living at 200% of the federal poverty level makes $48,000 a year for a family of four to live in this valley. Almost impossible. And so for that kind of patient that is uninsured, that's making that really minimum wage, we will put you on a sliding fee scale so that when you come in and you needed a regular physical and it's X number of dollars, and you come to us and say, well, we only make $36,000 for my family. We will then look at a sliding fee scale, which is on our website as well, so it's there for everyone to see, and then accordingly adjust that price so that it becomes affordable to you, so that you can invest in your well-being, so that you can stay healthy. A trip to the ER will wipe some of these families out. And so it's really important that we keep them healthy upfront and do preventative medicine rather than giving them this huge bill when they go into the ER and not having them be able to recover from that.
So how has Mountain Valley Health Centers been affected by the recent politics?
We've obviously been doing a lot of lobbying, a lot of advocacy. You know, whether it's currently the issues around DECA and those important people in our community, to really working to help keep Medicaid and Medicare expansion, to currently the funding cliff, so that we continue to receive our base federal funding for those uninsured, because that's really what that funding takes care of. It's not for salaries, it's not for admin. The federal monies that we get really help to subsidize those insured in that sliding fee scale that we talked about.
And are the majority of your patients Medicaid recipients?
The majority of our patients are Medicaid patients, and the majority of our patients are also at that 200% of the poverty level or below. So we're actively serving that part of the population that is making the least amount of money, but that's really driving our economics here. They're driving all the different job and factors that support the economy that we have here. And so it's really important that their health is well taken care of. If they're not healthy, our economy isn't healthy. And that's whether it's physical health or mental health or just that being secure in the community that they're not actually hiding because they're afraid of what's going on nationally.
And any fundraisers, any special events coming up?
Not yet, but watch closely. We're going to kick off our Basalt campaign for the new clinic in the coming weeks. And so, yes, we'll be looking at different events and different fun things to do. We'll continue also our support. We're supporters of the Andy Zeneca Empowerment Program. We think that's really important. It's really great to have these young people being engaged in community, being engaged in learning and being able to challenge themselves on something new.
And what are some of the ways that KDNK Community Radio can help your organization?
You know, I think that it's really important to have a local radio station, and KDNK really fills a huge void across the valley. It really is the on-the-ground spokesperson for what the community wants and what the community sees and feels. And so we're really proud to be part of KDNK. We really hope that you, with the listener, will help support KDNK. It's a resource that we use and we support, and we hope that you will as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.